Hello, 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 my friends. It is a lovely Wednesday. Yes, we're halfway through the week. Halfway. And we kind of just flew a little bit. I ain't even gonna hold you. The week kind of says, shoo. But no, I am blessed to be here. I am great. I am flourishing today. Wait. How am I going to get on here and I don't introduce myself? Like y'all don't know already, but still, I like to be courteous. I have manners. It is the one and only, the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava, and you're listening to the Lit Southern Belle. Okay, all right. Now I can say what we're going to get into. We today, us, my friends, we're talking about fear of failure. And also how it really puts a hold on our life sometimes. Not choosing to do things because we don't know the outcome and we're scared of failure. Also not choosing to really love a person full heartedly because you may not feel like doing so. And people always wonder, like, why is it about relationships? Because how you treat yourself is how you treat other people. And well, you know, you don't treat yourself right, you're afraid of your own failures, you gonna mess some stuff up in people's life, especially if you're dealing with them. Because when you're dealing with another person, what you do does not always affect only you, it affects everyone else. So yeah. But no, stay tuned, my friends. I hope you all are having a wonderful and flourishing day. All right, we are back in. All right, so my friends, fear of failure. And the reason why this just kind of popped into my head, I usually plan my episodes for y'all because I like to be organized and I'm a little bit OCD and have a little bit of anxiety. So, but no, all jokes aside, in all seriousness aside, even though, because mental illness is not a joke, failure. It is something we all fear in our own way. And it's also something that we just don't like it. We don't like it. And I hate to, and I always ask people, do you think failure is a way to teach you and to kind of humble you and also just prepare you? You know, because you hear all these success stories about people who are successful today, crazy successful, have broken so many barriers, and you know, you're like, I want to be like them, I want to do all these things, and then you realize is that they had to jump over multiple hurdles and deal with a lot of shit that we don't really know, because we see the end result, we see the glitz, the glitter, the, you know, all the good stuff. We see all the things that, you know, the camera likes to put, you know, into our perception. Or no, has, that's really weird how to phrase that, but we see the stuff that the camera only shows. We don't see the behind the scenes, we don't see the hard work put in. We know that there's hard put in, but we don't see what they had to go through and what they had to sacrifice, and some things they had to balance, because some people do work a 9-to-5 and support their dreams at the same time until their dreams support themselves only. And some people, you know, everyone's story is different. Everyone comes from a different background. And I think that's what makes everyone's success story so beautiful. But you can't have a success story without failure. Failure. A lot of things go into failure. Me personally, if you want to know my take on it, like I say, this podcast is not always about me. I'm here to give y'all a page of the rule book to apply and slap it onto your life, okay? Just rip it out. But my perspective on failure is that how else are you going to get there if you don't fail? And how else are you going to learn and sharpen your tools to prepare you for the next time that comes your way? How will you know what to do? If you never fail, no one wakes up knowing everything that day. Because if we did, and if we came out the womb doing what we thought we were going to be great at, or we came out the womb doing, you know, we just don't follow the purpose and the plan, the path that, you know, the universe sets for us, or God, whatever you believe, then, you know, we will all be successful millionaires. And that's not how it works. You know, life has to take you through some things, make you stronger, tough up your skin, give you some cuts, bruises, and scars, and blacken your eye a little bit. Not literally, please don't go do that. But it's something that, you know, it builds character. Pain, and I must keep saying this because I honestly experience this, but pain builds so much character, and it causes you to rebuild yourself to where you're like, to where you have the question, who the hell am I? And when you have to do that, you really have to work at it. It's work to get to know yourself all over again, because you thought you knew, and then you're like, oh, this situation changed me. But with failure, it's different. Failure, it's kind of like you make this plan from A to B. You're like, it's going to be a straight line from A to B, and I'm going to do this, this, and this, get this, this, and this. I got my idea book. I got this. I'm going to have this released by this deadline. Like, you start having deadlines for the things, for your plans, for how you're going to bring them into fruition. And when you do that, and you realize, you look at your trying to execute the plans and the steps towards it, because you know, if you're less like me, you break your goals and your ideas down into steps. How I'm going to accomplish this idea and get this result. Okay, I got to contact this and this person and this and this person. And then when you do that, you look at it and you realize it's just like, this is a lot. I bit off more than I can chew. Some people keep chewing and they gorge themselves, but they power through it, I guess. Sheesh. But some people quit. Or some people quit because they're like, this is too much for me. This is too much on my plate. I can't eat it all. I'm gonna just walk away. And some people walk away before giving themselves the chance to even know if they can do it or not, because they don't want to fail. And I think people don't realize, you know how many opportunities you miss out, and how many things you... This is hard to break down. But the universe will set you up in places and in certain environments to teach you something, meaning that the universe will give you something that they know is challenging for you. Cause I don't care what nobody say. Everybody knows who you are except for you. And when you figure out who you are, that's when people start to shoo away from you and move away from you, call you crazy, call you all these other things, because you know who you are and they can't tell you anymore. People love to control you. And once you control yourself, people hate that and they leave. But those are only weak-minded people. Now, you truly know yourself. You truly know what you're about. You truly know your worth. You know, you make a plan. And you just get everything together. Now, you realize you bit off you more than you can chew. The universe knows that. If you know yourself enough, you know that, yes, I bit off more than I can chew. But the universe is giving this to me because they know that if I conquer this beast, I will be so strong. I will gain so much power to where I will level up. And some people don't see it that way because they haven't been talked to. They don't talk to themselves that way. And honestly, that's why I get up in the morning. I listen to music. I dance. I do things that make me happy. I listen to music that makes me happy, that makes me feel empowered. Because, you know, if you go out into this world and you don't empower yourself, people will just beat you up, knock you down, step on you. Because people see you don't care. Why should they care? And, you know, that's the same thing with failure. Only thing is, the thing that people that will knock you down is life. And life won't knock you down. Life will push you to the side. Life will ignore you. Life's like, oh, you're not going to try to fail to learn my lessons? Cool, I won't give you no more lessons. I'm going to let you have everything smooth sailing. And guess what? You're going to be stagnant in the same spot, moving your feet. You ain't going nowhere. And that's the biggest fear of mine, which is why I'm not afraid to fail. I fail, yeah, I'm gonna be mad about it. Yeah, I'm gonna throw a little fit. I'm gonna be in the bed for, like, you know, the rest of the day if I fail at something. But I've learned to not do that. I've learned to that when I feel I found one way that doesn't work, doesn't mean that it won't work at all. It's because I think, you know, a lot of people who are in science take this concept very easily. They do tests, experiments, you know, they run things, they're just like, okay, this didn't work. but I know another way that can prove my thing. And I think we have to have that type of mentality when we're in our 20s, late teens, early 20s, that, you know, we're not gonna have everything figured out. And if we did, then we would be our parents by now. But it's such a hard thing to swallow that we don't know everything and that we're going to fail. It's in the plan for us. But also, too, what people don't realize is that failure places you in a place to where you're still on your path. That's the funny thing about failure. The things you fail at are lessons that are meant to be personalized for you. No one else. They are lessons that are meant to be just for you. Or if you're failing at connections with a human being, that relationship with that person or that connection with that person is supposed to teach you about yourself. How did I vibe with this person? Was it good? Was it bad? What did they not like about me? What did I not like about them? What do I not like in a person? Do I still want to keep up with those qualities? Put up with it? Is that something that I can mesh with? Then, you know, it doesn't work. Okay, we'll see if it's another way that can work. And, you know, then you're just like, nah, I don't even want to put up with this person as a whole. Like, you know, F you. And, you know, sometimes when you fail, it's meant to be a lesson. It's meant to be just for you. And some people who don't think like that have been in a very cushioned spot their entire life. And I'm not talking about nobody. I'm not being mean, because I used to be in that place too. I would fail at things. Things wouldn't go my way. I would feel like I was inadequate. I would feel like maybe this wasn't meant for me. Instead of saying, maybe there's another way. Because I'm meant to do this. This is what I want to do. And I'm going to manifest it. People haven't learned that they have the power to manifest what they want in their life. Meaning that you say what you want. You make a plan. You follow the plan. You stick to the plan. But the plan does not protect you from failing. It does not. Because if it did, child, I'd be right where I want to be. I'd have my own talk show. I'd have my own clothing line. I have a whole big brand of just stuff going if my plan did not include me failing. Literally, it's like a hidden fee that they don't tell you about. Yeah, your plan. You stick to it. You work hard. You be consistent. You're going to reach your goal. Oh, but there's a catch. You know, there's a hidden fee. What's the hidden fee? Failure. I don't want that then. That's how some people do it. It's like buying a... It's like... I don't know. It's like when you want to buy the package on Amazon because it's $7.99, but then you look at the shipping and it's like, I don't even want to buy it no more because the shipping tax is about $5. You're like, I don't even want to buy it anymore. Okay, but do you want the package or not sent to you? Do you want the end result? The end result is you're going to get the package, you're going to get what you want, everything and more. What is this little $5.99? This $5.99 is nothing compared to what you're about to get. And people don't look at it like that. People don't think that they should... People don't think that, you know, your investments don't always go up. They go down, too. And you will lose some. But the thing is, though, will you keep investing in yourself? Will you keep investing in yourself? Because that's the one thing that failure really tests is your endurance to invest in yourself. And really just the endurance as a whole to just keep going with the plan. So it's just overall endurance and patience. Patience, patience, patience. I don't know how many times I have to say patience, but patience ties into a lot of things. Especially when you're becoming an adult, you realize that I will get there slowly but surely, or I'm gonna get there on God's timing, because maybe what I want to happen right now isn't supposed to. Maybe that when it happens, when it's supposed to happen, I'll feel much better, I'll smile much bigger, and I'll glow much brighter. And that's something we have to think about. All right, we are back. And the last thing I mentioned, the last note we left on was failure makes you invest in yourself even when things don't seem like they're going to, you know, multiply for you. You feel like your results aren't going to come to fruition. You feel like the shit's not going to work, really. You feel like the shit is not going to work. You feel like the shit's going to just be fucked up and you will never, ever, ever get to your dreams, your goals, and things you set for yourself. It will never happen for you. You're just inadequate, failure, loser. in all reality, you have to really look at it as like, this is just, it's not your turn. It's not your time. And that is a hard, hard thing to swallow. How do you deal with knowing that, you know, you come to realizations like, maybe it's not my time for this yet. Maybe it's not my turn. Some people do give up, you know, like, okay, this probably wasn't for me. Some people say, maybe it wasn't my time. Maybe this, like, you know, maybe right now is not the time. I'm not, maybe, like, with myself, I'm not aligned to where I need to be to get what I want and to get what I'm trying to manifest. Some people don't think that way. And, you know, when they don't think that way, they stop trying. They stop investing, obviously. And it's just so sad because I never want to see someone give up on something that they love and that's their passion, all because they were not patient. They stopped investing in themselves. They stopped being consistent. They stopped believing in themselves. They stopped pushing the barrier and pushing themselves to the limit. That's something that I'm scared of for myself, really. Scared of for myself and others, because not everything is going to happen from A to B. You may have to take A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 to affinity, then B 1, 2, 3, 4 to affinity. And, you know, some people aren't okay with that. They want things to happen ready and quick. And it's newsflash. News motherfucking flash. Nothing will happen like that. Nothing ever. And when I say ever, I mean ever. Nothing ever will happen like that in your life. So if you're scared of failure, you're about to limit yourself into a box that you will not break out of unless you accept failure. However, let me rephrase this. If you think you're scared of failing, you know, your whole entire life is going to be in a box with just little legs just dangling and just running around. Because you're scared of getting poked, touched, bruised, cut. And you realize, you know, you get older and you're like, damn, I didn't do shit. Or you get out of college and you're like, damn, I didn't do shit. Well, yeah, you were scared of failing. So you didn't try anything. You didn't push yourself. You really just did the bare ass minimum. And that's when it comes to realizations that they're not okay with that. But the thing is, though, when you get to the point of the end result, or you get to the point where you're past that phase, now you're like, well, what the hell else can you do? It's done. It's been did. So that's real country, but it's been did. And it's over with. I never, ever, ever want to be in a place where I regret a phase in my life because I chose to put myself in a box, because I chose to be scared of failure, and because I chose to not put my faith in myself and in the higher power. I refuse. And also, because I didn't believe that I was aligned enough to do this. And also, even if I wasn't aligned enough to do this, to get myself in line, to fully execute these plans that I made for myself. Because sometimes, even if you're not in line, if you're not aligned with yourself and, you know, the timing in the universe, yeah, you might have to do some self-adjustment, meaning that maybe you may not be as social, you may not be out as much, you may be in your room, you may be in your space, in your creative space, working, and just putting in and investing. But you know that it's about to be fire. Like, you know this is about to be the shit, and you're about to get so much from it. Sometimes you gotta lay low and just be MIA. I'm not saying do that all the time. I'm just saying that sometimes it's gonna push you to that limit where it's like, I don't have time for this. I can't balance. What are you going to sacrifice? That's the thing nowadays. People don't like to sacrifice shit. They want money, but they don't want to put money in to make money. They want all these riches and all this money, but they don't want to go work. They don't want to go work their way up. They don't want to go and fail a couple times. They like some, oh, I want to do this. I want to do some trade too. I want to trade. I see these people doing trade and they going on these little trips. Yeah, but they put their money in. And you don't know how many times they put their money in and they didn't get it. You know how many times they put their money into an exchange
stock and they got $0 back. But you guess what they did? They kept putting money in there because they knew that that's not always the case, and that will pass. You won't always stay stuck in the same place you failed in. Because if you did, damn, some of us wouldn't be who we are today. Some of us wouldn't even be in college. People that think that, oh, I failed, I'm going to be in this place forever because I failed until I learn. No. You learn, you take it with you, and you go forward. Because if that was true, half the people that I go to school with wouldn't be in school. Failure does not make you stuck in a place. It's only stuck in a place of how you react to failure. Meaning, you don't throw a tantrum, you don't throw a fit. And meaning that you look at failure differently other than negative. How did you benefit from this failure? How did you benefit from the entire situation that didn't go your way? What did you learn about yourself, about others, and everything else around you? What did you learn in the moment that you failed? Yes, you learned not to do what you did, but what else did you learn? What else did you learn eternally? Internally, inside. Okay, I'm a person, I like things to be this, and this. And, you know, I'm a person that likes to have things this, and this. And, you know, oh, I like, you know, tried to sew this up, it didn't sew up, so maybe we can't sew it like that. Don't be quick to quit when you haven't done all the solutions. Why would you cut yourself and sell yourself short just like that? Why? Why sell yourself short when you are so much doper than that? Honestly, I give props to a person who tries over and over and over again. They don't quit. They don't stop. Because honestly, right now, I'm not going to make fun of people who out here trying to start businesses and they're in their 30s. What's wrong with that? Who said they couldn't do it? If they got the money put aside to start the business properly, then yes, they should be able to do it. And yes, we should be encouraging them. We should not be tearing down our young people when they want to build business and want to build brands for themselves and make their own money. We're in an age nowadays where people don't like to work for other people. They like to work for themselves, meaning that they come and go as they please. They do what they want as they please. And that's that. You have to realize that failure is something that, you know, people always say, like, failure is a part of life. It is part of life. Everything you do ain't going to be perfect. Even Beyonce messes up sometimes. Even Beyonce messes up sometimes. She does. No one's perfect enough to just never, ever fail in their life. Never. 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 Whew. I embrace failure now. What I used to do, when I fail, I'd be like mad, I'd be throwing a fit, throwing a tantrum, I don't want to talk to nobody for a day. And, you know, I mess up too much that day. I'm like, I'm ready to go to sleep, ready to go home, I want to get out of here. And then you realize it's just kind of like, this is home, and I can't go anywhere else. Am I okay with it? That's something you have to ask yourself. Are you okay with it? Are you okay with going somewhere else? Are you okay with, you know... Are you okay with not accepting your lesson at that moment? Because even though if you bit off more you can chew and you don't want to take that lesson and learn and challenge yourself, it's going to come up later. And how you do with it then, that's on you, man. That is on you. But no, you can't learn without failing. Because how in the hell else will you learn how to do anything if you don't do it right the first time? I'm not saying go out here and just get shit wrong on purpose, or just tear up stuff, or just be completely irritating. I'm just saying think of failure as a way to show you that your way, your concept that you used didn't work. But please try another one, because I think it will work too. Honestly, I think of failure as like that. You have to know the answer to the question of, do you want to invest in yourself or not? Are you willing to invest yourself? Do the good, bad, the awful, the extra, and just everything. Is that what you want? That's it. All right, my friends, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today, the episode. You know what to do. You know what to do. Follow our Instagram at the Lit Southern Belle. Ooh, and follow the Twitter at Lit Belle, or just type in the Lit Southern Belle. It'll pop up. It'll show up. And follow Twitter really for the polls and things, and also too, just to go up there and you want to, you know, say your opinion about the episode or give your little two cents, because I love to hear everyone's perspectives because we all think differently. If you want to know what I'm doing and you want to know, you know, how my life is flourishing, follow me on Instagram at Mimi Nava, which is MIMI.NAVAH_. Bye, my friends. Stay flourishing.